Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. I don't want any man yelling at me, dead or alive. That's just how I feel about it. I hope that somebody told her that somebody died in that place before she, like, I'm going to live here. Now, back when I had MySpace, which, by the way, my layout page was Tila Tequila, it was a different time.
What it is, P, silly listeners, it's your Audible boo thing. Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The professionally silly podcast. And guys, this week is going to be a fun episode. And I don't know why I keep saying that as if you are unaware. Because you're here, ain't you? Okay, so guys, coming up, guys, I have a question that is going to annoy your soul. Okay, we're gonna get down to that. You just wait. And actually, once we do that, I want you to ask the people in your life the same question in the same exact way that I'm going to. All right, trust me when I say it's very frustrating. Also, guys, we are going to have a blast from the past because something nostalgic is making a return, and it rhymes with ByeSpace. Yeah. See what I did there? Okay, I didn't do that. I didn't do that good. Okay, also, guys, I've got some real life true paranormal stories. We are going to talk about that. Lots of paranormal encounters, guys. As you guys know, I am soups into the spiritual world, and we're going to have a little dive into some encounters. What have I been watching lately? Let's talk about that for a second. Okay, so before my mom passed, she got me super into a lot of different types of cinema. Okay, and if I'm being honest with you, her favorite type of cinema was African cinema, but she also really loved Korean dramas. She was into it hard. Okay. And so I kind of started watching a few with her or whatever. And then after she passed, I made sure that I got the Netflix account and I took over the account so I can make sure that I can still see her profile and I can take a look at the things that she's been watching. But on my profile, I have been watching other types of Korean cinema as well. So these are the three things that I've just finished watching, within the last month. All right. So the first one is Teach You a Lesson. This is on Netflix, by the way, all of these. If you have not seen Teach You a Lesson, you need to check that shit out, because Teach You a Lesson is, what they do in the series is that there are these guys whose job is to go to these schools in Korea and to teach these bullies a lesson. I mean, some of them get their ass kicked. Some of them get what's coming to them. And I got to tell you, we need it in America, because this new generation of kids, they don't have limits. They don't have limits. They don't respect their elders. They're willing to spit on you, fight you. It's a whole thing. It's terrifying. It's when I grew up, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like, fuck you, yo, bitch. Like, damn.
damn. So check out Teach You a Lesson, a really good series on Netflix. I highly enjoyed it. Great fight scenes, really interesting story structure. I really enjoyed it. All right, so the next one that I watched was Viral Hit. Now, Viral Hit is about this young man who's being bullied, and he's trying to find a way to make friends, and he ends up doing so by creating a YouTube channel where he goes out into the world, and he pretty much gets into fights, and the whole thing is about these kids trying to be popular on social media. But the way this particular group is doing it is they're doing street fights with bullies and people on the street. It's really insane. Viral Hit is fun as shit. I enjoyed it. And the last thing I'm watching is Agent Kim Reactivated. Let me tell you why I love and hate this series. But again, once again, all Netflix. I love and hate this series because it's one of those series and they only release it. They release like two episodes in a row in 2 days. And then you got to wait a week. And I'm like, oh man. So I'm waiting. I'm waiting as recording this podcast for the very last two episodes available. They didn't even come out to the 25th. I'm so pissed off about that. All right, so Agent Kim Reactivated is about a dad who used to be a covert spy, special forces and whatnot, but he gave it all up to take care of his daughter. Unfortunately, the mother died during childbirth, from what I remember, and someone kidnaps his daughter, and he's got like kind of like a Taken situation, but it gets more deeper than that. There's bullying involved, dope fight scenes. Dope fight scenes. And I've noticed in some of these Korean martial art type movies, they have a lot of fun comedy in it. And I love the characters. And there is something about these movies being dubbed. I'm sure the lines, they sound cooler in Korean, like if you understand Korean, because when they dub it in English, it's actually kind of funny. I really enjoy that. So yeah, that is what I've been watching on Netflix. What have you been watching? Let me know down below. If you're watching on Spotify or YouTube, you're able to comment so I can actually take a look at that. So what are you watching on Netflix right now? All right, let's get down to this frustrating ass question I was telling y'all about. Okay. All right. So water gun emoji to head, you know, since Apple got rid of the actual gun emoji, water gun emoji to the head. And you have to choose and don't ask no additional ass questions afterward. Okay. If you had to choose between going to your best friend's wedding or your girlfriend / boyfriend's graduation, which one are you going to? Don't ask me, oh, well, how long have we been together? Well, like, why wasn't I in the wedding? None of that matters. Choose. Choose. It's very frustrating. Choose. Now, for me, I feel like I'm going to go to my best friend's wedding. He's about to, you know, they found the love of his life. You know, setting a whole new chapter. You know what I'm saying? The love of his life. And I'm hoping that whoever I'm with understands how much I love my best friend. You know what I'm saying? I'll give her some graduation brain. And then, you know, we can go to Red Lobster or something. You know, we will celebrate. It's just, can you FaceTime your graduation while I'm at my best friend's wedding? Is that okay? I know it's a hard one. It's a hard one. But I think I would choose best friend's wedding because I feel like weddings are just a little higher than graduation. I feel like, I don't know. That's where I'm at. Let me know if you agree or what you would do without all the additional questions. Just that one thing, best friend's wedding or girlfriend / boyfriend's graduation. Which one would you choose? Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next, a new Have You Heard About? Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about MySpace is making a comeback? Millennials, you heard me right. MySpace is making a comeback. Now listen, I know we've heard this before, but this one might actually be real. This might be real. Let me tell you why. Okay, because I came across this on one of my favorite Instagram pages, okay, at Today Years Old. And they would not post anything That wasn't 100% real. Anyways, I do like the Instagram page. If you like seeing things that make you feel old as fuck or just make you feel nostalgic, check them out. But anyways, the post that really caught my eye was fire. So the caption reads, MySpace owners plan to bring the platform back, saying social media has become too addictive. Now, back when I had MySpace, which, by the way, my layout page was Tila Tequila, it was a different time. You're paralyzing me. I already told you guys about that. It was a different time. I don't remember being addicted to MySpace. Maybe it's because we didn't also have it in our phones too. You know, it was just, it was a website. You had your desktop computer at the house. Was there some laptops? Yeah, we had laptops. I'm saying. Anyway, you had your desktop computer at the house and you set your page layout with the HTML shit. You can set out everything. You had your music playing on there, your pictures, your top eight, all those things. Now, yes, you would be excited to go home and take a look at it, but you wouldn't like be on it for hours. I don't remember being on MySpace for hours, you know, maybe like 30 minutes or some shit. I don't know. I don't remember being addicted to MySpace. If that were the case, nobody told me that I was. And I'm not saying that people have not been addicted to it. I didn't fall victim to that. But I'm excited about this. As a millennial, I think it's going to be cool, but I don't know how they're going to be able to compete with other social media platforms because they have this algorithm set to make it addictive. And if MySpace is like any of these other social media platforms, it is a business. And the way businesses make money these days is filling everybody up with dopamine. And we're all just like staring at our phones, changing the evolution of human beings by giving us curved, downward shaped necks. This is going to be a very interesting generation for all of us. But let's go ahead and see what they're saying here. Once again, at today, years old is the Instagram page. It says here, MySpace current owners just broke their silence. It says, and it sounds like the platform story isn't over yet. Brothers Chris and Tim Vanderhook, who own MySpace through their company, Variant Technologies, appear in a new documentary simply titled MySpace, where they open. Ooh, great title. Very creative. Anyways, where they open up about how much money they've put into keeping the platform alive and make clear that their work isn't done. Here's a part that surprises people. MySpace has quietly grown from around 200,000 monthly active users in 2023 to 6 million in 2026, driven almost entirely by millennials burned out on the algorithmic feeds. I'm one of those. I might have to check this out. I wish I could remember my fucking password. I don't remember. I don't even remember the email that I think it was the sporty one. I don't remember, dude. Anyways, it goes on to say here, the millennials, you know, we're tired of these. Millennials are tired of these algorithmic. That's a tough word when you're talking too fast. Algorithmic. Damn it. I thought I could sneak one in. Anyways, the feeds and the platform's designed to keep you scrolling rather than actually connecting. I 100% agree with that. No one's really connecting anymore. Everybody's just trying to be a celebrity. The Vanderhooks brought back the original features people loved: customizable profiles, a top eight ranking, profile songs, and chronological feed, all of which modern social media stripped away years ago. The platform that everyone wrote off as a digital ghost town is now its first profitable year in over a decade. Whether a full relaunch is coming remains to be seen, but the owners are clearly paying attention to the moment. Dope. Yo, MySpace is back, bitch. Get on there. It's about to be 6 million and one. Let me get my page going. But it's not going to be Tila Tequila this time. Lock your doors and ignore the creak in the hallway, y'all, because it is time to get into the paranormal. I'll provide the creaks. Coming up next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. We haven't done a paranormal episode in quite some time. I think the last one we did was the Marilyn Monroe story, the one I got to share with you, the Marilyn Monroe EVPs, where I believe that we had an actual EVP from Marilyn Monroe. Like, I think that was her voice. So if you have not heard that one yet, go ahead and check that out. I think that was like back in February. So go ahead and check that out, the Marilyn Monroe episode. It is time to get down and creepy with it because it has been a minute. Now, some of you may or may not be aware of this. I know my OGs are aware that I am a paranormal investigator. I have not done an investigation in a while because I've just been so busy with like work shit. You know what I mean? I can't wait to dig back into it. But my thing about me, like, I'm not here to convince you that ghosts are real. I like to try to prove or disprove that there is something paranormal going on. And I tend to lean towards the edge of trying my best to disprove it. And if I can't disprove it, then it leaves a door open that maybe something paranormal is happening. Now, I do believe in the paranormal. I do believe in ghosts and spirits. I believe in the demon thing. I'm terrified to admit that, but I do. I do believe that there's good ghosts, bad ghosts, all those things, you know, I believe in all of that. I've just recently gotten off the fence of aliens. I'm starting to really believe them more. But yeah, so I thought it would be fun to kind of dig into some real life paranormal encounters that I came across online. So let's go ahead and get to that.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
So this entire episode is actually inspired by an email that I received from a listener, from one of you. So let's go ahead and get to that. By the way, if you ever want to send me an email, you can always hit me up at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com or the podcast Instagram. DM me there at itsprosilly. I also have a SpeakPipe where you can leave me a voice message, SpeakPipe.com/AmberSmilesJones. And all that information can be found down in the description box or the show notes if you're listening to this via podcast. All right, so this is an email from a listener. Let's just go ahead and dig right on into it. What's going on, Smile Squad? Amber, you said that if we had any stories to share, we should write in. Well, I have a paranormal story that I would like to share. And so it says here, a few months ago, I went on a ghost tour at an old cemetery with some friends. Nothing weird happened while we were there, so I figured the whole thing was just for fun. But that night, I kept hearing footsteps in my apartment, even though I live alone. The strangest part is my cat would stare into the hallway every night around 3 a.m. with her fur all puffed up. And one morning, I found one of my kitchen chairs pulled out from the table. I know I pushed it in before I went to bed because I'm weirdly obsessive about that. After about a week, everything suddenly stopped. No more footsteps, no more spooky cat staring contests, nothing. So, do you think I accidentally brought something home, like a ghost at the cemetery? Or was my brain just playing tricks on me? Can't wait to hear what you think. I love the podcast. Keep doing what you're doing. It's so entertaining. I love listening every week. Joanne. I would say this. They do say that animals kind of can see things that we can't. They still have an aura of innocence. There's nothing in their world saying, don't believe in that. That's not real. It's not a part of their world. So they do say that animals, cats, dogs can kind of see stuff. So you ever see your pet just randomly staring into the abyss and you don't see anything there? It could be a spirit thing. Maybe they're hearing something that you can't see. It doesn't always mean it's a haunting, but the fact that it's happening at 3 a.m., the witching hour, kind of makes me feel like, ooh, girl, you might want to go ahead and get that checked out. Okay. I'm sensing a little bit of spiritual things going on there. That's possible. Also, you mentioned that your kitchen chair was like pulled out from the table, and you know for a fact that you put that in. That could be a little something too, unless your cat is really strong and can move chairs without you hearing it. That might be something. I don't know. Do I think that you could have accidentally brought something home? I think that anything is possible, and spirits have been known to attach themselves to people, to objects, to locations, all kinds of things. And if you don't know what you're doing there, and you're like communicating with spirits and you're being kind of, I don't want to say disrespectful, but if you don't really know what you're doing, and you are, especially if you're being disrespectful, it is very possible that you don't know who or what you are communicating with, and those spirits can attach themselves to you. It doesn't mean that they will, but it's really not. It's, don't take that chance. Don't do cemetery investigations if you don't know what you're doing, because you're at a cemetery. There are probably hundreds of people buried there. You have no idea what spirits could be awaiting for you in a cemetery. Anyways, thanks for writing in. Yeah, that was great. All right, so let's go ahead and get into the next story. Joanne, thank you again for writing in. Listener warning, this next story contains themes of drug addiction and overdose that may be difficult for some listeners. Please use your discretion. Okay, so this next one is coming from thoughtcatalog.com, and the byline, that's going to be January Nelson is the one who wrote this one. Once again, thoughtcatalog.com. That is one of the websites that I really do enjoy using for some content, because they've got some great stuff on there. It reads here, my sister and then 4-year-old niece moved into a townhouse apartment complex. My niece is 14 now and still remembers this vividly. My niece ran into my sister's room not long after screaming about a man in her room yelling at her. Okay, full stop. That right there is already terrifying. I don't want any man yelling at me, dead or alive. That's just how I feel about it. Love up. Fuck the patriarchy. It goes on to say, my sister jumps out of bed and searches around for anyone or anything out of place. Finds nothing. Doors and windows are still locked. It happened a couple more times a night. My niece doesn't want to sleep in there. No duh, bitch, would you? Shit. What do you mean you want to sleep in a room where there's a ghost man yelling in your face? Nothing says night-night like that. What are you talking about? That is relaxation right there. Put that on the Calm app. Anyways, it goes on to say, so she won't even go into her room, etc. So my sister is chatting with one of the other moms at the complex playground one day, and the other lady mentions how creepy that is, considering that there was a guy who overdosed in that apartment a few years back. Pause. First of all, I hope that somebody told her that somebody died in that place before she, like, I'm going to live here. You know what I'm saying? That is terrifying. Also, how are you just going to just mention that? Oh, that's weird, especially since there is someone who overdosed in that room. How strange. Gee whiz, man. Apparently, his son's room was now my niece's room. So, mom does some digging and finds the guy's name, which led to his obituary. My sister pulled up the picture from the obituary and called my niece into the computer room. She got half a step into the room when she saw the photo on the monitor and ran out screaming about the man. Obviously, have no explanation as to how she recognized this guy's picture. I don't know how you didn't... What do you mean you didn't... what do you mean, obviously? There was a screaming man in the room. The research was done. She saw the photo. It was clearly the same man. I don't understand how that person didn't understand that, the person who was sharing the story. I don't understand how she recognized the guy. You just told the story. What do you mean? But yeah, that's kind of terrifying there. I'm not going to hold you. First of all, I don't want anything in my face that's aggressive, alive or dead. I'm good. And that's a strange thing, too, when it comes to some of these haunted, these haunting experiences, these paranormal encounters. If you're able to, especially if it's like a location that has like history where you can find out what was going on in that building previously or what happened on the land previously. And sometimes a lot of the things that you're experiencing on the paranormal spectrum is explainable. You know, if you can research the history of that location and or land or whatnot. So it sometimes it can kind of bring everything all together as to what is going on. All right, let's go on to the next story. OK, guys, so this next one I got from Reddit and it's coming from Reddit user OK underscore establishment 3299. It says here that I was once visited by a psychic medium. Ooh, I've been to a medium once. It was really interesting experience. It really was. At the end of the reading, she was communicating with spirits around me. Not sure the language for this, though. We went back and forth for several minutes as she kept saying that there was a young man who died in a tragic way, who was really insistent on speaking with me. Trouble was, I had no idea who this person was. It was really kind of unsettling because I was sitting across the table from this woman who was having a conversation with somebody I couldn't see. No, I feel that, friend. That can be unsettling for anybody, I feel like. That's one of the reasons children creep me out, because they just be talking to nobody too. And I'm not convinced that their imaginary friend is not just a ghost that you don't know about. Parents, if you're listening to this and you have a child that is talking to nothing, it might be a ghost or their imagination. You get to choose, actually, I think. I don't know how you figure that out later. Good luck with that. All right, so the story goes on to say, all right, so she was talking with a person that I couldn't see, and she was like, he's using a lot of colorful language. He says you know who he is. After several minutes of her repeating herself, I finally had to awkwardly say to the invisible entity in the room, I'm really sorry, but I don't know you, man. I'm assuming that's how he said it. I don't know who you are. Like, why are you so insistent? Did I owe you money? Did I sleep with your wife? That was one time. Was it your wife? She says she wasn't married. Was her name Kimberly? I'm just trying to figure out why this ghost is so insistent on talking to this person. Okay. So he says, I'm really sorry. I don't know who you are. Then the medium goes on to say, do you have a brother? What if I said it was a message for your brother? It clicked. Bob. It was my brother's lifelong friend, Bob. Unfortunately, he had gotten caught up with opiates and developed a gnarly addiction. After just struggling through life for a few years, he ultimately lost his life to an overdose. As it happens in small towns, people talk, and a lot of people openly spoke about how they thought that his overdose had been intentional, and they shared their opinions about that. Anyways, I was made to promise that I would pass a message on to my brother, which was, among other things, that, quote, it was an accident, close quote. So I called my skeptic-ass brother later that day and told him, and he hung up the phone on me. When he called me back 10 minutes later, he let me know that his wife had seen a different medium at a different location a week prior and came home with the same message. If you ever see a really good medium, it will rock your socks. Whoa. That is some crazy shit. The fact that his wife had the same exact message, like from a different time, like a week prior from a different medium, is crazy. So his brother was trying to reach out to him and saying, hey, or his best friend was trying to reach out to his brother saying, hey, man, I didn't do it. I didn't mean to. It was an accident. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm okay. You know, that kind of thing, like trying to communicate that, because he didn't want his best friend to think that he killed himself. He didn't want his best friend to think that. So. That's very interesting. I actually went to a medium psychic as well. And I shared it with you. I shared it with you in the podcast. It was a very interesting experience. So if you want to check out the podcast episode yourself, it's called My Mom Visited Me Via Psychic Medium. And I think it was like, back in March of 2025. So it was last year. So you want to go ahead and check that out. Go ahead. But trust me, bring your tissues, because it's some warm, creepy, beautiful, intense moments, because I actually shared with you most of my experience. I recorded the entire session. So she said that I could. So make sure you guys go ahead and check that out. Once again, my mom visited me via psychic, and that was back in March of 2025.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit. So they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
I definitely do believe in mediums and psychics. At one point, I wasn't really too sure about that. I kind of thought they were up there with, like, you know, Loch Ness, you know, Bigfoot and shit. I don't know. I guess I kind of low-key believe in them too, I guess, but I just wasn't sure. But as I've been digging into the paranormal world over the last, I don't want to say how many years because it makes me feel really old, but it's been a while. I've just opened my mind to so many different possibilities. But the best thing about the paranormal is that there's no science to it. Everything is possible. And that's such a dope thing to think that after death, that's not it. Maybe there's something else. And some people find that terrifying. I find it comforting. Like, if I die, or if when I die, I'm going to live forever. When I die, I hope that if I can be a ghost, oh man, I'm scaring the shit out of every sleepover that I hear about as a ghost. I will. I'm going to be scaring your great grandkids at their first sleepover. Anybody wants to play what do you call it? With a Ouija board? I'm going to be there as a spirit just to fuck with them. You know, you know, my prankster ass can't be no spirit. I'm going to be fucking with people. This is coming from BuzzFeed.com. In the byline, we got Zoe Robertson, or Robotton. I think that's how you say her name. Let's go ahead and get right on into it. I'm trying to record this shit before my SD card fills up. I need new mini SD cards. My God. Okay, it says here, we were on a family trip to the beach and someone suggested visiting the old town. I got separated from everyone and had no idea what to do. I was just a kid. A stranger found me. He never touched me or tried to lead me anywhere. He just stayed calm, reassured me, and walked beside me. We ended up walking together for about 15 minutes and somehow he led me straight back to my family. I told my parents all about the man. But years later, they told me something that still confuses me. According to them, I walked back completely alone. They said that there was nobody with me. But the strange part is that I didn't know that town at all. There's no way that I could have known exactly where to go. Yet, I ended up in the exact same spot with my family. See, that right there is like low-key creepy, but like high-key beautiful. Like there are spirits out there with like good intentions, like dolphins just saving lives in the streets. That's what's up. Also, I'm glad the ghost didn't molest him. That's a good thing. Man, you gotta love a helpful ghost. I mean, that's what I call a friendly ghost. All right, guys, let's go on to our last story. I thought, actually, we have another one from BuzzFeed by line, Angelica Martinez. All right, so this one's kind of interesting. It says here, I'm a building contractor. I bought a lot with a small house and two other small ramshackle buildings on it. The fuck is a ramshackle? We'll look at that later. Anyways, it goes on to say, I had to tear all three buildings down in order to build a new house. I was smashing the house down with my bulldozer, and my assistant was loading the debris into the dumpster. When in my peripheral vision, I saw an old lady in a granny dress and bonnet with a stick in her hand yelling, "What are you doing to my house?" I stopped, turned off the dozer, and went around to tell the woman not to come behind me like that, as I could have run her over. Fair. I'm sure she appreciated that warning. But yeah, you're not supposed to be running around bulldozers, dog. That's dangerous. Professionally silly life rules, guys. All right. I stopped, turned off the bulldozer, and went around to tell the woman not to be behind me like that, as I could have run her over. But there was no one there. I told the next door neighbor about it, and he said that an elderly woman with that description used to live there, but she died about 10 years previously. Oh, man, guys. That's some interesting shit. I would love to investigate all of those locations if I could. I would. And I think that an EVP would be an EVP. I think I would definitely get an EVP if those type of experiences that they're talking about were just so like vivid. Maybe I can get some good audio there. But I would definitely have to use, I think a K2 meter would be good. Get my REM pod out, my dowsing rods. Oh, I'm going to get in there. I got the paranormal bug. I gotta scratch it. Got the itch. Guys, if you have had any paranormal experiences, let me know. Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I would love to hear any strange, creepy experiences that you could have had in the paranormal side. Once again, I am not here to prove or to force facts on you. Ghosts are real, and if you don't believe me, you're a fucking fool. It's not like that at all. If you don't believe in ghosts, I'm kind of sad for you. Your mind is kind of closed. I think it's kind of interesting that could be a thing. It brings me comfort to know that the ones that I love might be watching over me literally, like in this room. How do I know that my mom isn't like right behind me like, "Yeah, girl, you record that podcast. I'm so proud of you." Like, how do I know that's not happening behind me? I don't know. And I kind of hope that, like, I know this sounds kind of morbid, but I hope that when I die, I would just love it. My mom would just grab my hand and there's all that glorious heavenly light around me. And she's like, "Come with me. We're going to the deluxe apartment in the sky." I couldn't help myself, guys. I really could. All right, coming up next, guys, a new This Just In. Tell me something good. Some good news, baby. I got some good news to share. Coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. This Just In. Something didn't go to hell. Let's talk about something good. We are on the Instagram page at top.music.songs, and I came across a post that just warmed my little heart as a lover of cats. And I mean that literally and literally, the actual animal and the ladies. please ignore that. Ignore that I just said that. I'm keeping that in there. Okay, so I came across this amazing cat. This is a cat called Nora the Piano Cat. So apparently this cat, it became famous for playing the piano. Now, I know we've seen dogs on skateboards and dogs driving golf carts and dogs opening doors and helping the blind and blah, 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 blah. I know. And listen, by the way, I love dogs. I have no idea why I'm being such an asshole. But this cat plays the piano. I just think that's so cool that there's a cat that can do something awesome. You know what I'm saying? I'm just excited about it. So Nora, the piano cat, famous for playing the piano, she could press keys with her paws, creating soft improvised sounds that people loved watching online. Her music inspired composer, Mendangas, I can't say these words. If you're watching this on YouTube or on Spotify, you can see the spelling. I did the best I could. I can't put those symbols over the letters, but yeah, do the best you can. Anyways, this cat actually inspired this composer to create some music that's called the Cat Certo. Yeah, like concerto, right? Isn't that like a music thing? I probably said it wrong. Anyways, a real orchestral piece based on her playing. It was performed live in 2009 in Lithuania, excuse me, with a full orchestra. That's so fucking dope. Nora was recognized by Guinness World Records as part of the first piano concerto made for a cat. Even after her passing in 2024, that was recently, she remains a unique part of music history. So, you know, I gotta play a couple of notes. I want y'all to hear it. You know what I'm saying? I will post the photo. I will post a link to this video in the show notes so you can check it out for yourself. So cute. First of all, that is the cutest fucking thing I have ever seen. This cat is playing the fucking piano. Did you hear that? That is so fucking... I can't. That's too fucking cute, dog. That is too cute. I love it. I love it. How does that not make you feel good? Like a cat also makes me feel useless. Like I can't play the piano. Like... That's so fire, guys. If there is anything you can take from this podcast episode, it's cats are far superior to dogs. Professionally, silly life rules. I can just see the emails now. Shut the fuck up, bitch. You're wrong. I've had dogs. I've had cats. And I really enjoy cats more because they're less work, if I'm being honest with you. That's the main reason. They're less work. Professionally say life rules, guys. Shout out to listeners because you guys are fucking titties. Thank you so much for listening and joining me every week on the show, the Professionally Silly Podcast. I hope that you guys are enjoying yourselves. And if you are, the best way for you to show me that, you got to prove it, is make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast and whatever platform that you're using to listen to it, as well as saying, you know, a thumbs up. If you're looking at this on YouTube, that'd be fire. You know what I'm saying? Maybe hype me up, hype my video. That's a thing now, and it's free. Yeah. And if you're listening to this on the podcast platforms, a 5-star and written review would be very helpful. My fingers are long as shit, aren't they? I'm sorry, I got distracted by by the camera. If you want to be a part of the podcast, the best way for you to do that is to go ahead and reach out to me on speakpipe.com/AmberSmilesJones. That's down in the description box as well. Or you can hit my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Shoot me a text or send me a voicemail. And don't forget the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And you know your girl has a TikTok at Amber Smiles Jones. All that can be found down in the description box in the show notes so you can follow your girl on the socials. Now listen, if you are a new listener and this is your first time joining in, we have a lot of fun here, many different types of fun topics. I don't like to keep myself in the box because I enjoy finding the fun in everything that we discuss here. That's pretty much what I got to do to get through life. So I'm sharing with you my life hacks of survival, pretty much, just by sharing the silly with you guys. If this is your first time, guys, there are plenty of other episodes that you can binge. I've had this podcast since 2018, so your girl has been out here for quite some time. Okay. Now, also, I have a P.O. box. If you'd like to send me anything you want me to try or what have you, it's P.O. box Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. box 533 Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for chilling with me right here on the Professionally Silly Station where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. If ghosts can walk through walls and float through ceilings, then why do they always have to open and close doors so fucking aggressively? You know? Anyways, enjoy that random thought. Until next time, peace. Silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Saving money on your next project? Now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today. Save